coalition of stakeholders from four central Appalachian states focus on development for communities which lost their economic drivers when spent coal mines shut down. Plans include extreme outdoor activity from hiking trails to swimming spots in wild and gorgeous regions that couldn't quite portray themselves as recreational destinations while the mining was in full swing. The Devil's Bathtub project in Jefferson National Forest has already seen a large uptick in visitors and become a boon to the local economy. Now they're working on a good problem to have: not enough parking for thousands of weekend visitors. Another promising plan in the works is building large solar farms, literally atop the abandoned mines.
There's a tremendous opportunity to support the growth of a locally rooted solar industry cluster within our coal fields in Central Appalachia, which is what we're actively working to do here in Southwest Virginia.
Adam Wells is with Appalachian Voices.
And it's really critical work for us to do. It'd be all too easy for already established solar developers to come in from outside the region and drop panels either on the roof or in the ground and then export the wealth, which really just replicates the model of extractive industry that's largely contributed to our current economic hardship. And we really need to work collaboratively across the region to do everything we can to make sure we set up projects that invest in our communities locally.
A bill that's long been pending in Congress would fund projects like the 20 outlined in this plan by freeing up $1 billion over 5 years already earmarked to revitalize coal communities. I'm Robbie Harris.